Fort Knox is the name of an army base in the southern state of Kentucky. But in the minds of most Americans, the name is better known for its link to gold. Since 1937, the United States has housed a large share of the government's gold reserves at Fort Knox. The depository is next to, but not part of, the Army base. The United States Mint controls the building where the gold is stored. The Mint is an agency under the U.S. Treasury Department. The U.S. Mint says the Fort Knox Bullion Depository holds just over 147 million ounces of gold. That amount is equal to more than 4.5 million kilograms of gold. The gold is in the form of coins and bars. The bars measure about 17 centimeters long and 9 centimeters wide. In 1933, President Franklin Roosevelt ordered an end to the use of gold as money. The newly elected president did this as part of his New Deal economic plan during the Great Depression, a deep financial crisis. Private ownership of gold, not in the form of jewelry or collectible coins, became illegal. So, people who owned gold exchanged it with the government for paper money. Soon, the government needed a safe place to store its growing amounts of gold. The Treasury Department started building the Fort Knox Depository in 1936. As you might imagine, the building has very high security. In fact, the term Fort Knox is used in popular language to describe something that is carefully protected. The gold is housed in a two-level vault made of concrete and steel. The Treasury Department website says no one person knows the code that opens the vault. Instead, several people must each enter a separate code to open it. Other valuable objects have been stored at Fort Knox over the years. These include the Declaration of Independence, the Magna Carta, and three versions of the Gutenberg Bible. The Gutenberg Bible was the first major book in Europe to be printed with movable type. Do not get too excited about visiting Fort Knox. The bullion depository is not open to the public. It is not even open to government officials. However, that restriction was eased two times in recent history. In 1974, Fort Knox was opened to a group of news reporters and members of Congress. The special permission to enter followed a series of claims that all the gold had been removed from the vaults. The visitors found that the gold was still in place. And in 2017, the Secretary of the Treasury at the time, Steve Mnuchin, also entered the depository. Some U.S. Congress members and the Governor of Kentucky visited with him. I'm Katie Weaver.